What words come to mind when you think of a moose? I'm guessing that some of those choices might include huge, majestic, furry, tasty, and ugly. Or beautiful, depending on your point of view. What about for a bear? Maybe large, furry, powerful, scary, fast, and cute. Before you judge a few of those words, please keep in mind that I often work with younger kids, so things are often seen through that filter. Most anything we see in the natural world will likely prompt descriptors to come to mind, be it an animal, a plant, or a scene. In some cases, those descriptions may have a lot of overlap with the next person, or there may be a complete difference in perception, such as whether a moose is beautiful or ugly or tasty or not so much so. What if I went about it from the other direction and gave you a list of words and asked you to come up with the animal I'm describing? Do you think you could get it? Let's give it a go. The words that come to mind for me for this animal would include graceful, savage, wild, beautiful, powerful, sleek, and iconic. Any ideas? If not, I'll toss in one more to make it easier. How about predatory? Any ideas now? Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Yeah, I know. It could be anything, right? But keeping in mind that this is Field Notes would likely narrow it down to at least an Alaskan animal, if not actually one from our area, which should probably make it pretty easy after that. The animal I'm talking about is Canis lupus, the wolf. The wolf carries with it a lot of mystique. That is, it's something that's instantly recognized, and yet many people just don't really know a whole lot about it. I used the word iconic in my list of descriptors, and I did so because it's an animal that symbolizes a lot of different things to different people, probably much more so than many of our other animals. Yet one more word I could have added to that list is polarizing, because a lot of folks have some very definite opinions at opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to wolves. Another thing adding to that mystique is how the wolf has been portrayed in popular culture through the years. Wolves have a long history in the written records with regards to both fiction and nonfiction, and across cultures around the globe. From many mentions in ancient fables and myths, to false prophets being compared to wolves in the Bible, to Little Red Riding Hood, to more recent writings such as Farley Mowat's Never Cry Wolf, the wolf has been a part of the public's conscience, seemingly, for as long as there's been enough people to constitute a public. The wolves we have in Alaska are popularly called gray wolves or timber wolves. No matter the moniker, they are one and the same. When I said there is a mystique surrounding wolves, there are several reasons for this. First of all, they're very reclusive creatures. Seeing a wolf is usually a lot harder to pull off than seeing a moose, for example. Also, there's just not as many wolves as there are other types of animals. As an apex predator, well, man is really the only threat to them, there are, by nature's design, fewer of them than there are of the animals, big and small, that they prey on. That said, when it comes to wolves in places that have wolves, Alaska is probably the one place on our continent, along with Canada, that folks think of when they think of large, healthy populations of wolves in the wild. And the fact is, Alaska does have a healthy population of wolves. They have never been considered threatened or endangered in our state. Even so, the population is believed to be somewhere around 10,000 statewide. So when you combine how and where you live with the total number spread across the huge state we call home, well, there's bound to be a bit of mystery around them for many people. There are two subspecies of wolves found in Alaska, with all wolves largely being the same across most of the state, and the panhandle having its own subspecies. Those found in the southeast tend to be smaller in size and darker in color. Colors for wolves can range from almost white to completely black, with various shades of grays and browns in between. I have only ever seen a few wolves in the wild myself, and one of them was nearly snow white, made all the more stark by the abundant greens of the early September landscape that surrounded it. Far more common are shades of gray, with black-tipped guard hairs or pelts that are completely black. Also, it's fairly common for the tail to be tipped in black, much in the same way a red fox's tail is tipped in white. What can be truly impressive about wolves is their size. The very first wolf I ever saw was a dead one, the result of a successful hunt by a neighbor during my teaching days in Non-Dalton. I had heard he harvested a wolf and I wanted to see one with my own eyes, so I went over to his house to look. As I approached in the low light of evening, it seemed to me that the amorphous dark blob laying in the snow near the porch must surely be two wolves. It was simply too large to be one. But one it was, an incredibly large dog that left me simply speechless when I was finally close enough to make out details. Adult males average around 100 pounds, give or take 10 or so, but really large males can top 150 pounds. The females average 10 to 20 pounds less, and wolves reach their adult size in about a year. Wolves are 4 to 5 feet in length with another 15 to 20 inches of tail, and mature adults can stand nearly 3 feet high at the shoulder. Another word on my list was predatory. Wolves are apex predators. Other than other wolves and man, they roam the wilds of Alaska free of fear of danger as they hunt for prey species of all types and sizes. What they feed on is largely a product of where they live and what's available. Large mammals such as moose, caribou, deer, and sheep are often at the top of the menu, as well as small game such as snowshoe hares, beavers, and squirrels of different sorts. Around our area, fish are also on the menu. In fact, there's a cool video clip out on the web of a wolf dashing down to pick up a salmon from a stream. I believe this clip is from the King Salmon area. Also, during a float trip I went on last week, I found heavy amounts of wolf tracks along parts of the stream that were heavy with salmon. They are opportunistic and will take what's readily available or abundant. One thing most folks do tend to know about wolves is that they're very social animals and live in groups called packs. Packs normally include the parents and the pups of the year, but it can include other adults. Packs of 5 to 10 animals are fairly common, but on occasion that number can be double that, or even more. There is a definite hierarchy within the pack amongst both females and males. Wolves are very territorial, though territories can and do occasionally overlap with other packs. I've mentioned that wolves really have very little in the way of threats to their well-being. There can be territorial issues between wolves that can lead to death, but by and large the two biggest threats are people and disease. Wolves are found all over our state, even if overall numbers are not huge. Very little of Alaska does not experience the presence of these incredible predators. They have been a source of contention and division across parts of our state with regards to the management of some of our state's big game species, but that's a conversation for a different forum. The bottom line is that wolf populations are healthy across Alaska, and their distribution has remained fairly constant in recent times, suggesting their numbers will stay healthy in the years to come. I guess what got me to thinking about wolves was a recent float trip I took on a river not too far from Dillingham, the one I mentioned earlier. I spent a week on this particular river, alternately looking for a moose for the freezer and fishing for whatever happened to be on hand in the water, most often grayling, silvers, and pike. It was an incredibly relaxing and enjoyable trip, though my freezer remains bereft of fresh moose steaks. Oh well, still time for that. But, as I was saying, my trip got me to thinking about wolves because every gravel bar we camped on had wolf tracks on it, a very visible reminder that I was sharing our magnificent land with these cunning, beautiful creatures. Cunning and beautiful. Two more words I'd argue do a good job of describing Alaska's wolves. In closing, I'd like to give a shout-out to Rick and Jim up near Ekwok. Thanks for your assistance, and thanks for listening to the program. Good luck on your moose season. To everyone, be safe while you're out there. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.